I'm here with Charlotte Sykes, who is a University of Oxford student, who's involved in organising the Feminism in Theory and Action Conference on the 1st of November at Wadham College, is that right?
Yeah, we're having it at Wadham as it's quite a central location, but we've got people from all over the university and, in fact, feminists who aren't students helping us organise it.
So is it open to everyone?
Oh, yeah, it's open for everyone of all genders to attend. Some workshops will have different requirements, but generally speaking, we're happy for everyone to come.
And what time is that at on the 1st?
It starts at 10 a.m. and there'll be a series of talks, panels, discussions, etc. going on till 8 p.m. Check our website, feminismtheoryaction.co.uk, for further details about the timetable.
Can you tell us some of the highlights?
We haven't got people who we think are pivotal figures so much as grassroots activists. Okay. That was kind of our main ethos for the event, as well as the idea that there's a lot of talking about student feminism at the moment. It's always in The Guardian. You always see Laura Bates, who's sort of curiously not a student, talking about it. Mm-hmm. And there's a sort of massive gap between student feminism and the energy that's there and an actual connection with communities these universities are based in, like attempts to reach out to women beyond these like incredibly privileged institutions. And so I know we can't necessarily change that in a conference, but that's the idea behind it, in trying to have a big open event that we're publicising to members of the public, mm-hmm. and inviting them to come and join our discussions to contribute, to sort of set the agenda, so to speak. We've got activists from quite a wide variety of organisations, and people that have been active in the 70s, people that have been active right now. So for instance, we've hopefully got this group called Focus E15 Mothers, who've been mm-hmm. in the press. Nice. They've been in pretty much everything recently because they did a very, very cool occupation of a house in Stratford, a housing estate. So they're like currently very active, but then we're hoping to have people like Nancy Lindisfarne and other feminists who were active in the 70s.
Okay.
Big socialist feminists. And then we have someone called Pragma Patel from Southall Black Sisters, which is an organisation that works with women in South Asian communities in London. But they do a lot of work with women and ideas of racism and, yeah, racism within and to these communities. And she's coming to talk on our Women and Law panel. So yeah, we've got a massive range of people, which should be really exciting.
Great. So is the idea that people who come along to the events can get quite involved in the panel discussions themselves?
Oh yeah, we haven't yet decided what proportion of the talks are going to be workshops or panel discussions. Okay. But I think very true to the idea of the event is that even if it is a panel discussion, there will be dedicated time for questions and you can ask questions mm-hmm. throughout to set the tone. We'll have a chair, but we're hoping it's going to be quite an interactive communal process. And that means that the people coming to the discussions can ask the pressing questions, because it's sort of pointless to put on a conference that is about activism if you can't have people in the audience saying, these are the problems we're facing, we want to learn from you, but we also, like, let's have a productive and relevant conversation.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes at conferences like these, there are papers published afterwards. Is that something you're hoping to do?
Well, we actually hadn't thought about that, but that's a good idea. I don't know whether we'd publish papers, or we might try and film it, depending on the sort of authorization of the people and the panels yeah. and the people attending. Yeah, I mean, it's not an academic conference so much. I think the word conference is quite loaded. Yeah. Calling it an event, event is just also a bit of a non-word, really. Mm-hmm. So conference was the best for a sort of day of talks and discussions. So we might release papers. I think we might release things more like action plans.
Yeah.
Because the reason it's called theory and action is because, especially at Oxford, there's like, everyone loves feminist theory. It's so interesting. It's so like, can't get your head around it, change the way I think about the world sort of thing. But like that on its own is actually not going to really change anything.
Yeah.
So as well as bringing the dialogue between non-students and students, we also want to do it between theory and action, to actually have that, have a sort of product we can take away.
Yeah.
So I think maybe like, you know, action plans or points of discussion raised mm-hmm. might be more along the lines.
What we're yeah, looking at. That sounds really good. That sort of future plans and yeah. things people can take away. And
more of a like pragmatic, practical yeah. approach mm-hmm. to it.
So can you just turn up, or do you need to get tickets beforehand?
Well, I mean, we're fundraising, so it's going to be free to attend. That was a really big thing, because every other feminist conference I've seen hasn't been, and I think that's quite prohibitive. And also because we are very lucky in Oxford to be able to, in the colleges, to be able to try and source some money from our university. So free to attend, you don't have to buy tickets. We are asking people to sign up on the website beforehand, just for sort of organisational purposes, but you don't have to pay anything. It's just so you can get a sense of who's coming, how to accommodate the numbers. But you can also turn up later than 10 o'clock. There'll be a timetable on the website, so if you can't make the first one, it's not the end of the world.
The crowdfunding, how can people find out about that?
All of the useful links are on our website, feminismtheoryaction.co.uk. There's a link there for our crowdfunder. It's very easy to donate. If you want to donate, you can donate anything from, £1 to sort of upwards. And that, again, is part of our idea of having a more collective approach to the conference.
So there's no one can sort of restrict you from coming. It's kind of
Very much. And also the website is going to be updated to show this, but we're very keen to be able to provide childcare facilities if they're needed, because if you can't come because you've got to look after the kids, and that kind of defies most of the point of feminism.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're just going to try and gauge interest, and we will make sure that there is a space that someone can watch over any kids that need to come along or want to come along.
Start them young. Start them getting involved at a young age.
The right age.
Excellent. Is there any ways that people can still get involved in organising at this stage, or is it it's pretty much set?
It is pretty much set, but we've recently had an idea for a discussion, which is still quite up in the air, of wanting to bring together people that have experience in feminisms across the world, specifically trying to have a non-Eurocentric focus on this. By nature of putting on a feminist conference in the UK, it is quite Eurocentric. So if you've been involved in feminism in any other country apart from the UK, really, and maybe want to think about organising something, or specifically being in that discussion room to participate, that would be something. So all our contact details are on our website.
Okay. And are there other ways people can find you, as well as the website? Facebook, Twitter?
Yeah, our Facebook page is actually our most active. So that's Feminism Theory Action. Facebook.com/feminismtheoryaction. And that's actually probably the best way to contact us, and to check what updates we've got. And also we're posting articles that are being written by our participants, and also about the panel discussions we're having. So if you want to know more, check out our Facebook page. We're very, very keen to have people specifically not at Oxford Uni help us put some flyers around, put some posters up. We have lots. And yeah, we'd appreciate some help there. So if you could give us a hand, just comment on the Facebook page or send us a message.
Or even if you are maybe a business or something that's listening to this and thinking, we'll have some flyers in our cafe or something.
Yeah.
Get in touch as well.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
Is there anything you could say to someone who's maybe listening to this, hasn't really had an interest before? Why should they come along, do you reckon?
I guess if you have any kind of interest in social justice, or, you know, like, you should probably come along, because all of these things are interrelated. If you look at our programme for the day, we have talks on things like race and gender in visual art, gendered homelessness, women and mental health, women in work, women in class, ecofeminism, so that's feminist thought regarding the environment. All of these things are not specifically about women, because women don't exist in a vacuum whereby, you know, we don't interact with any other things. Like, oppression is intersectional, so obviously our event reflects that. And I think also there's generally some value to be had from coming along to days like this if you don't know much about the thing that's being discussed already, especially if it's free.
Yeah. And there probably will be something of interest to you once you're there, or something that you feel might apply to you.
Yeah, I mean, all of the discussions will apply to most people across the board. And what the important thing is for us is to bring these all together. So, for instance, to examine, like, women and mental health, the fact that, you know, proportionately women suffer more from depression than men. Like, obviously, there's a kind of, like, environmental conditional reason for that. That is not that widely known, it seems. Like, we want to bring that into a conversation with how women activists work with the environment, how all of these things interrelate and should be seen as, like, multidisciplinary.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, for me, that's one of the most exciting things about the day. And I'm just sad that we've got so many panels organised. I don't think I'm not going to be able to be in every single one at the same time.
Yeah, there's some going on.
Yeah, well, we actually are running at least two all day.
Okay.
Throughout the day.
But I suppose if you come with a friend, you can go to one each and then discuss it afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. And if we do manage to film them, which I mean, it's probably quite likely that we will, we'll put up the highlights, controversial points for discussion.
Excellent. I know you've mentioned already about the kind of talks and how there's going to be a lot of grassroots activists and more of that than kind of theory. But for someone who maybe does see the word conference and think at Oxford and thinks, oh, I'm not going to be able to follow this conversation. I mean, they're giving me quite theoretical, jargony kind of talks.
I actually really doubt it. We don't have Oxford tutors, you know, wonderful as they are. They're not the people speaking.
Okay.
We've got activists who, and it's very, very important to us sort of as politically active feminists, not just, you know, theorists, that we have people whose theorising and thoughts make sense in a real-world context.
Yeah.
We have people who, they're not going to be alienating in a way that people might expect, because their work is about working with people that have to deal with real-world struggles every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, again, is very much the basis that we're coming from. We're not trying to aim this to like some sort of doctorate level. That's very much not what we're doing.
It's going to be this Saturday at Wadham College. Do come along. And thanks very much for talking to us today, Charlotte.
Thanks.